hear what has and what has not happened during the past several months between Pennington and the Union Bay Improvement District. At the head table, we had, and I've asked for to wait, all Johnson, Vice President of the Pennington Engineering, Ian Whitehead, Vice President, John Stainless, Vice President of Sales, ADI Water, and Brian McMahon from Kensington. Tonight, what's going to happen is Brian is going to give you a brief update on what has transpired during the past several months, and then it'll be up to you to ask all the questions that you have. It's kind of a town hall format, and you can ask the panel anything pertaining to Kensington, KIPP, UBID, Water Infrastructure Agreement, the proposed draft agreement, the water system, and so on. So what I would like you to do, those of you who have questions after the presentation, if you'd raise your hand and I'll make note of it, and then ask all the questions will come directly to me and I'll turn them over to the panel. David Godfrey will be having a traveling mic, and so any question that you have, he will bring over the microphone to you. You can introduce yourself and ask the questions. I would ask that you don't ask a second question until people have had the opportunity to ask the first question, and then we will take second questions after that. So if you have your telephones on you right now, would you please do that? There's going to be a lot of questions. We anticipate a lot of questions. So if, as Brian's making his presentation, if you have any questions, you can write them down.
At some point in October speak. Say your question. Holy. Your own home.
Bruce.
They demanded an
question. Bruce.
Let him speak.
Yeah. They demanded an extension. He didn't ask for one.
Sit down.
Our legal counsel got a call from him
saying, well, we'll do the week of the 17th. 17th came and went, didn't happen. But at the just before UBIT had their September meeting in this room, we got a haphazard, very poorly constructed framework for some kind of an agreement that we asked for the balance of the material was, and we never got. So back to July again. When I went to the July 17th meeting, or June 17th meeting rather, that's when the meeting on Dave Godfrey submitted his documents of 358 letters that many of you had signed, wanting the board to listen to some semblance of rationality that you would all want them to take a second look at funding the agreement, letting us fund the agreement. Pardon me. And
hang on,
Bruce. And the letters eventually grew to 424. So 424 of the 650. There was 2/3 of the population of Union Bay had signed those. Then in October, because of lack of progress with any meetings whatsoever, we decided to test an aquifer. We decided to test a well that we had drilled on our property. It was drilled in the winter of 2015, but it never been tested. So we had it pump tested, we had lab tested, and actually we've got good water. We've got good water for hundreds of doors. So we have a backup plan. We have always said that we wanted to, we made a promise to the people of Union Bay. That was the bottom line. We made a promise, it goes back to 2001, 2003. We started all of this, 2005. We made a promise that we would upgrade the Union Bay water system. And I would still like to keep that promise, even though we have an aquifer. So we tested it, and as I say, it's awesome water. But then throughout October and November, we were still trying to meet with Kelleher and the board. And we were being told that the board didn't have time. So we just kept on going. The citizens group, headed by Dave Godfrey, and Peter Jakes had got a meeting with Peter Fassbender, the Minister of Municipal Affairs. And on the 19th of November, they went down and Don McCrae, our MLA, and I were also asked to attend on that meeting. Maybe it was a coincidence, maybe not, but shortly after the Fassbender meeting, we received a call from the chair's lawyer, and the board had finally found time to meet with us. So a meeting was scheduled for UBIT's lawyer's office in Victoria on December the 1st. Our legal counsel flew over from Vancouver the morning of December 1st. We spent a couple hours preparing for the meeting, and we attended UBIT lawyer's office on the 1st. Now, I know you've heard that we didn't show up. Well, the truth is, the board didn't show up. When we got to that meeting on the 1st of December, we were told the board was not going to show up. We were told that only the administrator was going to be there, their consultant, and their lawyer. So what happened was we asked a number of questions to which we were told they weren't going to answer them. We asked a couple of other questions, and we were told they didn't need to answer them. We were asked when we were going to make a contribution toward funding of the UBIDS water system that they were going to do the permanent site. I said, where's the site? He said, we don't get to answer that. And it's not your business. says, I won't negotiate. What a joke that is. You know, too bad it's not funny. In February, I was again, this last month, I was again asked to come down to Victoria. And on February the 9th, I met with Peter Fassbender. And that day, I was advised that the minister had appointed an arbitrator, and that I would be meeting with him shortly and asked not to proceed with our aquifer development until the arbitrator had his opportunity to attempt to resolve the situation between UBIT and ourselves. And the arbitrator is here tonight, so I'm glad he's here. We met with him, our legal counsel, and I met with him on the 15th of February, and UBIT met with him today. So, on one way or another, we're going to proceed this year. I mean, it's one way or another, we're either going to upgrade the Union Bay water system that is in the current location. It can be, John is here, John Sanis. All of the design work is done, 90% of the engineering on the ground is done, and you know, in 14, John tells me again, in 14 weeks, there could be a system that is here, ready to be installed. John's also working on the first phase of our wastewater treatment plant as well. We've been working with the CPRD and the South Sewer Project. We are looking at joining that at some point, as soon as they're ready. But you know, they're going to be 2019 probably. At the start, it's probably 2020 before they're operational. We're going to have a small plant get us up and going. At least the first 100 doors of residential, and then we will then start working with the CPRD. A number of you have asked me. UBIT has announced plans to do the fire hall on the top road. Yes, our offer to
Only one. Make it good.
Why in your infrastructure agreement is that excluded?
But I'm sorry, folks, we don't have, you know, $50 million to put out there right now to do everything all at once. We're not going to build all of the houses at once. We're going to build in a methodical, slow process that will see some money coming in each year so that we can then do further upgrades to the permanent facility. We can only do so much as and when we can do it. But the end result is, if you look at a place like Crown Isle, Crown Isle has 25 years of development. They have just gone past 1,200 doors. So, I mean, this development is not going to happen in my lifetime. And when I part of